Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
I said, hey, baby, you want a piece of me? You know what she said to me?
Are you ready to rock?
Here we go!
Go, go!
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
Oh, God. New blazes. Out of radio business. I put up with your shenanigans out front for a week, Mr. Brown.
Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what do you want now?
I'm your DJ, man.
For your call to police.
God damn, y'all got some hospitality issues around this mother.
I've been hoodwinked.
You are out of your mind. You think I'm gonna put this person on the air,
sir? I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane.
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black.
All right, one show, one shot. I want you on the air with me. You can introduce him. I'll be watching and listening to every word, young man. You watch your language on the air.
Yeah, on.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello and welcome to the Brad Westmar
Hello.
Show. La la la. It's Brad, Magic Matt, and Todd Sheets here. Glad to be along with you once again. And yes, we're live. We're not Memorex. Well, we're kind of Memorex, sort of, right, Matt?
We are, kind of, sort of.
Technically, kind of, sort of.
I suppose. Memorex?
Memorex? Memorex? I actually was speaking to my assistant the other day, and she didn't even know what beta was. I had to explain to her what beta was and how beta and VHS had the fight. Todd, would you like to explain the fight of beta and VHS and who won?
There were two formats owned by two separate companies. Probably, if the truth ever came out, they were the same company fighting themselves, because that's how it used to work sometimes, still does.
Mm-hmm.
However, Beta finally gave way to VHS. Beta was actually a better format. The tape quality was better, and it went on to become broadcast standard when they did Betacam SP, which is a huge version, gigantic version. It's like like four times the size of a VHS cartridge.
That said, Beta lost, correct?
It did, yes. Okay. Beta lost.
Big time.
VHS took the lead.
Big time. And then there came DVDs, but that's a different story. Let's start today's show with Gilligan's Island.
This is the story of a man who could not make up his mind. A tragic tale of love and hate, of remorse and revenge.
Yes.
But enough of me. The play's the thing. And with a roll of the drum and a blare of the trumpet, we present Hamlet.
One of my favorite episodes here.
That sounds like the professor, actually.
It is. Who's this guy, though?
I asked to be.
Yeah.
Bob Denver.
A rogue or peasant slave is what you see. A boy
who firing up a little
his mother's knee.
Mary and Jane so in the background. There's nothing wrong with that, though. Canned laughter for you.
To fight or flee, to fight or flee. I ask myself to be or not to be.
He asked to be or not to be. A rogue and peasant slave is what you see. My son who loves his mother's knee, and so he asks to be or not to be.
Hear his plea, we beg of thee, and say we see a little hope for he.
To fight or flee,
Jedi superstar, ladies and gentlemen.
I love the fact that they stay out of tune.
Yeah.
And the timing's off.
Yes.
Okay.
Hark, I do believe I hear the fair Ophelia.
My lord Hamlet is troubled.
Yea, verily. My heart is heavy. I cannot marry thee, Ophelia.
Oh.
There is nothing left for you but to get thee to a notary.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Yeah.
Is that the episode they jumped the shark?
What?
Is that Gilligan's Island jump the shark moment?
Jump the shark. What does jump the shark mean? That's a
Fonzie. Fonzie
that's,
moment.
Yeah, that's it goes back to the Happy Days episode where Fonzie was water skiing and jumped a shark. Correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, and now they use that term basically when a show has kind of peaked and now they're on the downside of it.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That is correct. I knew that's what that meant, and it took me a minute to remember.
That was like the big moment when they were went to Hawaii. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. But no, actually, Gilligan's Island, I don't think Gilligan's Island ever actually hit that until they started doing the movies.
Yeah.
You know, they when they were movies? Rescued. They Oh, Todd, did they do movies?
Yeah, yeah.
They were like rescued four times and always ended up back on the island again, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yeah, that's when it went down the crapper. I mean, because Gilligan's Island was only on for, was it three or two? Yeah, three seasons. So
wow,
it's not like it got overdone or anything. So
it's amazing how many of those old shows didn't, you'd think they ran for years, but they really didn't, just a couple.
Well, they had more episodes then, too.
Well, that's true, too. Brady Bunch lasted a little bit longer. I think four, maybe?
I really enjoyed the episode where Gilligan thinks he's Dracula. That was one of my favorites as a kid.
Well, one of my favorites was the ghost episode where the guy was the spy was on the island and he had he wore the sheet all the time and that was very. I actually literally will still get goosebumps if I ever catch that episode because the ghost was kind of spooky to the. It was like the big echo, the big chamber effect, and I mean, I'm getting goosebumps right now doing it.
Dude,
you know?
Really?
Is that when the Globetrotters were with him too?
Now wait a minute. Yep. The Globetrotters never actually went on Gilligan's Island. I think that's a mistake.
I swear I saw them on Gilligan's Island.
No, it was Scooby-Doo. I don't think the Globetrotters were on there.
Oh.
I don't think.
I'm sorry.
I could be wrong. I also like the episode where, what?
I just had an epiphany.
What was your epiphany?
Richard Gossage.
Very good, Todd Sheets. Yes.
Hey, Goose Gossage.
Very good. Dick Gossage. Very good. Very good. We were having a conversation earlier. I got to tell you, Matt, we got in here. By the way, your chair is more squeaky than ever in there.
Sorry.
I got in here, started talking about the Royals. It's like, hey, they're playing the Yankees. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I like the Yankees. And I'm like, yeah, you're an idiot. You're an ass. It's like, I love Rich Gossage. No, he goes, I love Goose Gossage. Now, would you like me to relay everything you said? Or were you going to be honest about it and tell them the truth is the things you said that were incorrect?
Well, I was thinking that... I remembered, and it was the playoffs I remember, but I was a little kid. You got to give me a little bit of a break here. I remember being at the playoffs, but I kind of thought it might have been the World Series, but it wasn't, between the Royals and the Yankees. And I was thinking it was around 85, but it turned out that they didn't play him in the World Series. But my thoughts were, I was a little kid, man. Give me a break.
That's going to be the excuse now. Okay.
Okay.
And also, you remember that George Brett pitched or something like
that? He did. George Brett did pitch during that season, and it was weird.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. And then I said,
have you Googled that yet?
Dude, that was the weirdest thing ever. We don't know why the hell he pitched. It was strange.
And then I asked him, I said, you know Goose Gossage is gay, right? And he goes, I don't care. All right. And then I said, do you know what his first name was as I walked out to go to the bathroom? He's like, no, I used to know it, but I don't remember. I'm like, going, this is great. I can't believe you out of nowhere. You take us right out of the subject.
Sorry.
He's got this big, bright look on his face, and he's like, I need to say something. Dick Gossage.
I really liked Goose Gossage.
Yes. Well, since we have, that's nice. You shouldn't like the Yankees.
I liked them. And as a kid, they were a great team. I don't care what anyone
says.
You would
be a great broadcaster in the booth for the Kansas City Royals.
They'd go HUD.
Yeah.
Start calling you HUD.
No kidding.
Sneaking Yankee apologists.
No kidding. Ridiculi. Let's move on to more baseball. Hey, more news about players, Matt. You'll be happy to know this. Jeremy Guthrie, we talked about it over the weekend when you were in town. Jeremy Guthrie, we found out that I found out what he is. We've been trying to figure out where he's from, what his nationality is. I finally figured it out. He's Mormon. That's what it is. He is a Mormon from Utah.
I knew that.
Yes. Oh, you knew that already. Okay.
Well, we figured we did our own research and found that out too. But
yeah, he's also, you found out also that he is. He's a half Jap. He's half Japanese.
Is he?
Yes, he's half Jap. I believe his mother is Japanese.
Okay, well, there it is.
That's where these slightly slanty eyes come from. Yes, you know. So, Jeremy Guthrie, yeah. So,
I'm still looking for George Brett's pitching statistics.
Yeah, are you looking that up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, let me know, because it really did happen at one of the games. It was like, I don't know if they just were low on players. What the hell happened? Because it really did happen. He really did take the mound for like an inning. It was strange.
It's not that unusual, right, Mitch Meyer? I mean, it happens.
Right. We dropped a Mitch Meyer reference
this
weekend.
Yes, we did. We did. Magic Matt and his lovely wife, Stacy, were in town this past weekend. By the way, can we turn the effing echo off, please? It's driving me insane.
I want to get it louder.
Yeah, thank you. Do me one favor, Todd.
Don't go gay.
Okay. Thank you. You know, but Matt was in town with Stacy. We got together on Saturday night with my wife, Kirsty, and we had a nice time. We ventured to the Yard House, where we consumed a few beers and had some dinner. And then the next day, we went to the Royals game, the hottest day of the holiday weekend, and decided to bask in the sun and enjoy some baseball. Anything else there on George Brett pitching?
I'm seeing nothing on George Brett. I have him appearing as a third baseman, first baseman, outfielder, left fielder, right fielder, and shortstop.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Yep. Drunk Todd. That
Maybe was it was not. Ken Brett.
It yeah. really was George.
Could have been Ken Brett. Ken Brett.
Are you sure it wasn't Ken Brett?
Ken Brett was a pitcher. George Brett's brother.
Nope.
And Ken Brett did play for the Royals at one time, did he not? I believe
Let's
he did.
Check.
Let's
check. I got
up
him
Ken
right
Brett.
Here.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it looks like he might have finished his career as a Royal.
There you go. And was he also a pitcher?
Seasons. Yes, he was.
See? See?
That was it.
See,
Todd,
that's what
you were
it
close,
was.
Todd.
You were close. Now pitching. Number six. Ken Brett. I can see where you get Ken Brett and George Brett mixed up. I can see that. They sound similar. Sort of.
I'm gonna find this out. It happened.
Yeah. Well, get back to me on that while we do our show.
Okay.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, baseball notes from Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
And this is why we want him to pick the football games next season for us, to tell us who
there
to pick.
Go.
Yeah. So this is how our weekend started off, Matt. The very first thing that happened was you came over to the house, and I guess that was the second day. It was the day of the baseball game. You came over to the house, and you're standing in my office area that my daughter...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Admiring the new your Father's Day gift, your new beer fridge.
Well, not the New Kids on the Block CD?
Yeah, you know, I was making fun of you because of the New Kids on the Block CD.
It took me an entire 3 days to figure out you were actually making fun. I thought you guys were excited about it. But
Stacy was. She loves New Kids on the Block.
Hey,
I was making fun of you because you had a stack of CDs and that one's on top. And you claimed you were organizing them.
I know. Never mind. Yes. So I'm standing by the desk. Matt is not paying attention, which I would take full responsibility for this. I'm standing by the desk and I see a couple of Missouri Maverick hockey pucks sitting at my desk. And I thought I wanted to show them to Matt. So I thought, what better way to show them to him than to say, hey, think fast, flip one to him. To which Matt was not ready, right?
Yeah, we were like 3 feet apart from each other.
It was a very
literally could have just handed it to you.
Probably could have just touched the base and threw it to first myself, but I did not do that. I decided to flip it to you, kind of like what a 3-year-old would do. You know, you just instead of stepping on the base, you flip it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Run right up and then throw it at him.
Yeah. So we did have a little bit of an accidente. Would you like to tell people what happened? Because I'm always talking, so I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you've got your beer fridge sitting on, like, what is it, four or six pieces of ceramic tile?
I believe it's actually one giant piece of, it looks like four pieces of ceramic tile. Yeah.
Oh, that's only one piece?
Yeah, I think it's one piece. That's why, go ahead and explain the rest. That's why it bowed, see? So.
Oh, okay. I thought it was four pieces, the way it looked.
I think it's
anyway,
one.
And it hit this little hockey puck, drops to the ground and hits the tile and just broke it.
Broke the tile.
Just popped it, like popped it.
Popped it. I mean, this hockey puck literally broke the tile, cracked it, and my wife was not too pleased. But
well, she said she had spare tile in the garage.
She did, but now whether or not it ever happens or not is another story, because then the refrigerator is going to need to be lifted up and the whole nine yards, but it's not that big of a fridge, so I think it's doable. But it was amazing to see that happen right before our eyes, because it all happened so fast. You're like, really? That puck just did that to this tile?
Yeah. It was kind of a loud pop, and this light, tiny, light little hockey puck. All I can think was, like you said, the weight from the beer fridge had that thing so tensed up that just about anything would have broke it. But, I mean, how loaded down do you have that thing?
I had a few less in there now than I did at the time.
Yeah.
But no, it's
you
not that
40s
many.
In there?
No. Well, I showed you the big bottle of six glass in there. But,
right.
But no, that's the otherwise a bunch of 12-ounce bottles. And there's probably only 15 beers in there. I'm guessing. It's nothing major. Wow. Yeah, it's weird.
Cheap tile.
Well, now come on.
Gosh, spent a little money around that place.
Oh, stop it. That house needs a lot of work. That's the tile is not even a place to begin. But so, Matt, we went to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the A's, the Oakland Athletics, and our Kansas City Royals. I'll let you go ahead and tell a little bit. I mean, I've got notes here, but, I mean, what are some of the highlights that you recall other than what I've already talked about?
Besides the A's basically taking batting practice for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, that was awful.
Aside from that, it was fun. You know, it's the first time we've eaten up in the old not the rival sports bar, but the Budweiser patio up top. So we got to stay in the shade, nice cool breeze when we ate some lunch before the game. And then when we got there, the seats were amazing. Third row, right smack behind the Royals dugout.
Can't beat it. Yeah.
No. And, you know, of course, me being the photographer that I am, I have a ton of good pictures.
Were you able to enjoy? Well, there wasn't a whole lot to enjoy. Is that maybe why you took so many pictures? Because there was really nothing else to do?
No, you know,
because you had the
camera. It helps.
Okay, because the camera was on your face the entire time. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I take more when I need something to do to keep my mind off of the 95 degree heat and the fact that the Royals were getting thumped.
Yeah.
So I do not normally take that many pictures. I ended up with quite a few, but I also had the seats were so good. And anyway, when you consider the game was so long.
Yeah.
The game was, I don't know how long was that thing, at least 3.5 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we didn't get, yeah. So, yeah.
You know, when you're sitting there that long, you know, you don't have to really take a whole lot of pictures for them to add up that much in a hurry. So,
no, and it's weird too I don't know about you if you had two pops or not, but did you drink all of your second big pop?
We did. Well, we split them.
Split them? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I drank two giant Diet Pepsis before the day was over. And for some reason, it still didn't, I mean, it didn't dehydrate me anymore. So, I mean, as hot as I was, I really wanted pop instead of water. It tasted great. You admitted it tasted great too. Mm-hmm. It was just so hot. But I've been to hotter games. I mean, that was not the hottest baseball game I've ever been to, but it was warm. But there was a breeze. It was helpful. So, you know.
Yeah. Same here. We went last summer, sat out in the left field bleachers, and they got beat up again, this time by the Yankees, and Hochaver pitched or started that game. So, but that was, I think, a warmer game because there was nothing going on at all. At least the Royals hit a little bit on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. That was nice. And so when do you think we're going to get to see some of those pictures on Facebook? I've been jonesing because my brother-in-law is a big Yankees fan, and he's been as retarded as he might be, just like Tom Sheets, he's there right now. I watched the game last night in New York, and he apparently thought his seats were really good. We were understanding he was in a suite, and then we saw him like in the left field corner was where he took one of his pictures. So I think our seats were much better than his seats. So
I'm sure I did post one. I'm still working on them.
Sure.
Now I haven't had a lot of chance to do it since we've been back, but I did post one on Google Plus, that picture I got of Alex Gordon breaking his bat.
Okay.
Which is a really cool picture.
I guess I did see that, and I glanced over it thinking that it was something that I'd already seen, so I'll need to go back and take a look at that. So, yeah.
Well, cool. You got a quick preview of it on the camera, but there's some cool ones. I got one of James Shields when he was peeking his head out of the dugout there, and we're so close. I can see in the picture, you can see Eric Hosmer and Miguel Tejada like talking to James Shields. You can see the reflection in his sunglasses of those two players.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It was very nice to be that close. I don't think I've ever been quite that close before, and it really makes you have to be on guard because of oncoming traffic. You know,
my wife was scared to death that we were going to get some line shot foul ball over there.
Yeah,
and we
you
know, we didn't really even have one close.
No,
but do you want to tell this story?
Yeah, I'll tell it from my angle, and you tell it from your angle. We'll see if they coincide because. You know, I sat there all day long thinking, well, if I get a foul ball, what am I going to do with it? Am I going to? Why? By the way, why is this microphone on, Todd Sheets?
Which one? Well, turn it off. Reach over and hit the little switch.
God dang it! I think they're all on.
No, they shouldn't be all on.
Oh yeah. Just making sure. You should see the mess this table is in right now. There's like napkins with snot in them. It's unbelievable. Just a mess.
Shocking.
Yeah,
Todd, that studio is literally like 60 square feet.
It's crazy.
And the problem
you
with
can't
go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
You can't clean it up with the. You could clean it with a dustbuster in like 4 minutes.
He says he did something before I got here. I'm not sure what it was. I don't know what he did, but I would say this is the problem with Todd. See, he's scared to get. He doesn't want anybody mad. He wants to be everybody's buddy. He wants to be everybody's friend. He wants to be nice to everybody. He doesn't want anybody mad at him, so he won't say anything to these guys. Now, if it was me paying the rent for this thing so they could come in here and play games for 2 or 3 hours with me every week doing my show, I'd tell them, look, guys, I need you to make this place clean. There's a lot of people that come in here and do shows and stuff. I need you to be nice. I need you to be clean. I need you to pick up after yourselves. But no, every week you come in here, it's an absolute pit because Todd is too apprehensive to say anything to anybody. Am I right, Todd? Because if it was me, you know I'd be bitching them out and I'd be the big a-hole and they'd all hate me. Oh, Brad's an a-hole. Yeah, no, Brad's not an a-hole. Brad likes things clean and I'm paying for this place. Right? Todd, you're paying for this place. For God's sakes, you have every right to tell them to be clean.
You know how it goes.
No, I don't. Yeah,
lay down the law, Todd.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Come on.
Gosh.
I'm just trying to help, Todd. I'm just... Wait, Todd. No, seriously. That's
it
not...
Is.
Yeah. Good God. Oh, okay. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself on the foul ball. If I get a foul ball, am I going to give it to a kid or am I going to keep it for myself and or give it to my daughter? So I never really came to a solid decision on it. Here's one of the problems, Matt. When you're sitting there that close, okay, every time the half inning changes, every time a ball comes anywhere near the dugout, there is 8 million people coming down or already there, standing up, hands in the air, begging for the ball. There are kids all over the place coming down. You don't know what kid has already gotten a ball and what kid has gotten a ball. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to know.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So my biggest fear, and there was a cute kid sitting next to me here on my left on the aisle, and I'm like thinking, well, I wouldn't mind giving this kid this ball if I get one, but I don't know if he hasn't already gotten one. So I thought, you know, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. So at one moment, it was between innings, if I'm not mistaken, and at one moment a ball kind of came in to somebody from the field, and, you know, once that happens and it doesn't come anywhere near us, you kind of lose track, like, okay, that's it, the inning's about to start. So mm-hmm. I kind of turned away for a minute, and the next thing I know, I kind of look back towards the field, and I see a ball out of the corner of my eye kind of coming up and over my head, out of nowhere, from the field, basically. So I reach up to try to grab it. Of course, I miss it. And I may have got my hand on it. I don't honestly remember.
I think you got a piece of it.
I may have gotten a piece of it. It went down behind me over my left shoulder, because I'm in the aisle, okay? So I'm in the aisle seat. Over my left shoulder, I reach over, and it kind of hits something above and kind of bounces back down towards me. And I pick up the ball and put it in my possession. And really, there was no fight for it. Nobody else there for the most part. Nobody else was paying attention. And that's how I ended up with a ball in my lap. Is that kind of the way you saw it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like you said, there was nobody paying attention because it was kind of an odd time.
Yeah.
It was right before the inning was about to start. And one of the players just must have realized. And Stacy thought it was Tejada.
Okay.
Saw the ball sitting there and just reached up and just basically didn't even look.
Flipped it.
And tossed it out of the dugout. And I had my camera in my hands, so I just kind of was about to take a picture, I think, and I saw it kind of come across in front of me. I don't know if I could have reached it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got over and hit that seat across the aisle from you and
yeah.
basically bounced right back to you.
Yeah, and nobody else was going. That kid wasn't even really paying attention until it was too late. You know, it was kind
right.
of over to my left. So... yeah, that's how I saw it, too. And, in fact, it was kind of nice because we didn't get any balls over on that side because they were all kind of throwing them on the other side of the dugout.
Yeah, kind of where everybody was gathering up.
Right, right. Which I think – I don't know how many entrances are on that dugout. Is that one of where the only entrances are, or is there an entrance all across that? I don't remember now.
There's one on each end.
Okay, basically. That's what I thought. So that's another reason why it kind of happens that way. But they never really threw one down to our end. So here's what happened. I've got this ball in my hand for, I'm not kidding you, 1001. And my wife turns to me and goes, are you going to keep that and give it to your daughter? Or are you going to give it to somebody, another kid? I mean, I had it in my hand for like 1 second and she asked me what I'm going to do with it.
She did.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, I did not have it for a 2 second count. She was asking me, you're going to give it to somebody else? You're going to keep it for your daughter? I'm like, well,
neither?
I just sat there with it, and you reached over to have me hand it to you, and I handed it to you. You looked at it for a while. I mean, I didn't really give it much more thought because here's two reasons. Number one, the reason I just explained to you, I really don't know who's got a ball and who doesn't, and I don't want to give it to some kid who's already got a ball, and that would be the Brad Westmar luck. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Secondly, here's my story, my background story. My family came down for Royals games occasionally back in the early 80s when we were kids. And I became a Royals fan over those years, George Brett, and when he was pitching, and the whole nine yards. And I think it was probably the very first time we went to Royal Stadium. And I'm going to guess it was around 81 or 82. It was between World Series appearances for the Royals. And we were sitting in the upper deck, probably, or at least in the second deck. And I remember very well, I was 11 years old, so it was probably 82. I want to say I was 11, but I'm not 100% sure. And a foul ball came up to our direction. And I believe we were sitting in the second row of a certain level. And this kind of goes back to the story I told you, Matt, during the game. Is one thing is for sure, if a foul ball starts to come near your way, you might want to stand up. You don't want to sit down and wait for the ball to drop. I mean, that's my opinion. Tell me, do you agree with that, and do you understand what I'm saying?
Brad, they always tell you when you're growing up, you don't let the ball play you. You play the ball.
Exactly.
You charge it.
Exactly.
You get up.
Exactly. And I was still learning how to play baseball at 10 or 11 years old back then. So this ball came up, okay? And this ball, to which I was still sitting down the entire time the ball was coming, high pop foul back on the third base side of the field. And I sat and I sat and I waited. And I had my hands in the air, and the ball lands on my thigh and bounces away and down into the row. Or actually, I think it was still in our row, and some older dude, gobbling down his beer, reaches over, grabs the ball from under, I believe it was actually under my seat, if I'm not mistaken, grabs the ball from under my seat, to which I grab his wrist and arm, because I'm like fighting for this ball that I just took on the thigh, and then promptly lost the ball with the guy cheered and roared for himself and his buddies that he had gotten the ball.
Oh.
So I sat there and watched the seams come out on my leg, on my thigh, of the ball that had just implanted itself into my body, and had that bruise there for several days after that, never getting the ball the old man stole from me. I hope that guy's dead now, by the way. It's been over 30 years now. Once again, Brad is shunned in the game of baseball. Okay.
Oh, baseball has been so unkind to
you. It's been very unkind to me, and that's exactly the reason why, besides the reason I've already mentioned, I felt I had to keep this foul ball for myself because I deserved it from over 30 years ago when I took it on the thigh and lost it to some drunk guy. So,
hey, you don't have to explain it to me. How many seconds did it take of hesitation did I take before I gave you my answer on whether or not you should keep that ball?
That's true. That's true.
Not even a second.
It's true. It's true, and I appreciate
that. Those kids around there, they get balls thrown at them all the time if they're sitting down there, and they've got probably another 30 years to catch a ball.
That's very true.
You know, to get to your point in life, so screw them.
Very good point, and I hope one of them took it on the thigh yesterday, or Sunday, too. That'd be nice.
It's not like it hit some kid, and then you picked it up. I mean, nobody basically wanted that ball.
Now, that is true. I will give you this, and you are absolutely right, and I will tell you that if it would have been the opposite way, if somebody else was Brad Westmar in 1981 and he took the almost got the ball but didn't quite get the ball and the ball ended up in my possession, pretty sure I would have given it to him. Pretty sure I would have, okay?
I have no doubts you would have.
However, I don't think it helped my case back in 82 or whenever it was that I was this fat, not terribly cute kid back then. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not exactly looking at me feeling sorry for my fat ass, you know?
That's sad.
I know. And again,
shouldn't be like that.
That's why Chardell didn't pick me for the All-Star team. You know?
The weightism.
Sad. Weightism. Yes.
Weightism.
Weightism.
You know what? You should give it back. What? Like I said, give it to your kid or keep it.
Well, that was
it. You got a kid with you, and you keep it. You give it to them, obviously. But if they're not with you, just keep it.
And if my kid would have been there, I would have given it to her, but I sure as hell would have taken it back later. But it would have looked good on camera.
You know, she would have thrown it on the field.
Yeah, well, it's probably true. That's probably true. Oh, well, speaking of which, by the way, we became TV stars somewhat, too, real quick. I missed some of it, but I seen some of it. Can you tell us how many times we actually appeared on TV that day?
My count was 3. Once just Stacy and I, and then once Stacy and I and Christy, and then all 4 of us the other time.
Which I've not seen that one.
No, my phone won't send it for some reason. I don't know why. But it's a good shot of you.
Well, don't lose
clear it. Clear as day.
Don't lose it. Because the only other two that I found were very hard to see. Number one was during a replay of one of the Athletics home runs. It was a left-hander hitting a home run. And it was like one of those things where they show three replays back to back to back. And it was the third replay that was the closest. And when he swung, started running to first base, you could see us. Basically, it was you and me more than anything. Looking at the ball going out of the freaking ballpark. It's pretty much what it was.
Then
the other one was a foul ball that it was. I think it was the foul ball we kind of joked about. It was about the closest one that came to us, except for the one that that was caught by Hosmer over there by the dugout. That was the one that everybody was scared was going to hit us. And we knew it wasn't going to make it quite that far after it had been in the air for a couple of seconds. But the other one was one that kind of went back over the backstop. And you, as the camera kind of pans over, the camera kind of stays there for a while, watching the ball as it bounces around. People kind of fight for it a little bit, and you can kind of see us over there. But I'm on the aisle, so you can see me. My hand's actually in the air, and I don't know if I'm shielding myself from the sun and trying to look at it, or if I'm trying to talk about the ball or what I'm doing. But my hand was up in the air, and what was that? What was that? Nothing. Not in the air. Okay.
No.
And so those are the other two that I found, but they were a little bit harder to see. So. I had no idea that we were on the. It must have happened late in the game because I didn't see any of those at all.
Yeah, it was pretty late. The ones I saw were the main one where we got the best shots of us was during a replay of one of the A's. It was a failed double play, I think, right toward the end of the game.
Yeah, see, my DVR cut it off. Stupid DVR cut things off, and I ended up stopping because the game was so damn long, like you mentioned. Get cut things off. I need to figure out the old ATTU verse still. So,
apps for that stuff, Brad. To keep that from happening.
I know. Hey, look. Remember, I didn't have a DVR at all, and I actually downloaded the app and DVR'd it from the game. Remember that?
Yeah,
I did. So, give me credit for that, huh?
That was cool.
Yeah.
You get some props for that one.
I'm an app freak. Thank you. Now, you did mention one more thing via text message later on your way home, something that your wife said on the way home that you wanted to relay, and I think you wanted to relay it on the air. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, talk to me.
Well, we were on the way home talking about the game. We listened to some more post-game, and this is a couple hundred miles down. We were talking about it again, and she says simply, you can't defend the home run. Exactly what she said. We were talking about why the Royals, they give up so many runs while we're there the last couple of times we've seen them.
Yeah.
And she just said that she's becoming quite a knowledgeable little baseball fan.
Wow.
For someone that never watched it before, she loves the game now. And then you can't defend the home run is what she said. Man,
you
it was hot.
You must have been. Yeah, you must have taken her home and just showed her who was happy.
If we weren't so darn tired, I would have at least thought about it. But it was still pretty awesome.
I'll tell you what, you were on the road for 25 minutes or so, and I texted you a picture of my Tank 7. I drank three of them. And I got to tell you something.
Oh, man.
For as long as hot of a day as it was, I really didn't feel that drunk after having three of those. Three of those is like having six beers. Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty heavy.
They're pretty heavy. But they were great. I just kind of had a nice kickback, relaxing time. The babysitter did not seem to be dead, which was great. She was expensive because we were gone so long, but everything worked well. So it was good.
We wandered around a little bit before we left town, too. We were trying to find a place to eat. We almost stopped at Minsky's over there too by the studio.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where'd you go instead?
We just ran through Taco Bell. Ate it on the road.
Get on the road. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you would have enjoyed Minsky's. Maybe next time. So
yeah, maybe next.
Be
time.
In town in a week anyway again, so it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's like you actually, you can move in. We got that house across the street for sale.
Well, it's sold now. If I'd had a heads up, maybe.
Oh, but they're remodeling the one behind us too.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, you can move in that one.
I'll think about that.
Once they get done scraping the cat poop off the floor and
get the cat carcasses out of the basement.
Exactly. You know, we've got way too much on the docket. We're going to miss a bunch of stuff again tonight. We're going to unfortunately not talk about too much of a good thing again. We don't have time. But I do want to make one more mention about the Oakland Athletics before we go to a break and come back and talk about Perfect Magic Matt. Okay? And that is the movie Moneyball, which you have still not seen, but you do have in your docket. Is that right?
Yeah, it's on the DVR.
Okay, good. I finally watched it recently, and Christy watched some of it with me, and I had it on the DVR, and I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. And about halfway through the movie, I said to Christy, I said, you might not know this, because she's not a big Brad Pitt fan either. You know, she's like, I said, you might not know this, but that guy right there, Brad Pitt's playing, he's gay. She's like, really? said, I wouldn't have gotten that. I said, yeah, I wouldn't either. They must not be playing it at all in this movie. I said, I don't get it. It's kind of weird, but whatever, you can tell. I mean, it's like, he's got a daughter. Apparently, he's divorced, but, you know, he's gay. So, Todd, now, if you're gonna interrupt my story, I don't think it's a good idea. Can I finish my story?
I was just going to say
Let me finish my story. Let me finish my story.
Okay, I know why he's not gay.
Just a minute. So do I. Okay? Thanks, Todd. See, Todd always wants to be... I know! I know! Hey, I don't appreciate you interrupting my story. It's my punchline, okay? Let me get to it.
Not anymore.
No, freaking Todd. It's like, Todd, seriously. Shut up. My show. My story. Okay? I know Matt knows where this is going, too. Because you're not as much of an idiot as I am. And I'm like going through this thing going, yeah. The more I watched it, the more I'm like, yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to Wikipedia this guy. Because it's kind of weird that they're not making any mention of it at all in any way, shape, or form. Kind of strange. I keep waiting for Brad Pitt to have butt sex or something. You know, I'm like waiting for it to happen. I was like Liberace all over again, you know, behind the candelabra, you know. And it's not happening. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. It's a baseball movie. They're not going to do that. Okay, that's why. So I start Wikipedia, and I'm like, as I'm going through things, I'm like, okay, is it Bean, Billy Bean? Is it B-E-A-N or B-E-A-N-E? There's like two different ways to spell it. And I'm like, this is not, something's not right. Well, finally, after doing some research, I realized, unbeknownst to me, because I am behind the times sometimes. Todd, would you like to tell people what it is? Let's see if Todd actually knows. Todd, go ahead. No, because Todd doesn't actually know. See, Todd.
I'm just going to let you finish your story.
Okay, because then he's going to say, I knew it, which there's no way he did, because Todd's not a baseball guy. Todd's not. Matt, would you like to tell people why? I'll let you go ahead and tell.
No, I want you to finish it.
Okay. There happens to be two Billy Beans who are former Major League Baseball players in about the same time period. One of them was gay, didn't come out as being gay till later. The one who was the Oakland Athletics general manager and the one that Brad Pitt played in Moneyball is not the gay one. And that is why I was so confused. What a retard, Matt. What a retard.
Well, you had a totally different expectation of that movie than what you were
waiting for Liberace
given.
And, yeah, Matt Damon to break out.
This is going to get really good at
any
moment.
Exactly. I love butt sex. Yeah. Yeah, don't isolate that. So, yeah, and I'm sure Todd knew that too. Right, Todd?
I actually did know that, thank you, because I actually understood that was a different guy.
Well, Todd knew a guy that played an extra in that movie. And so he told them all about it.
Lou Temple.
You know, it's funny. We had a conversation about Todd Sheets, too, over the weekend. We did. We had a conversation. Now, I remember this coming up, Matt. We talked a little bit about comparing Todd to Ron Howard, correct? And it kind of, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ron Howard, the Richie Cunningham from Fonzie. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, from Happy Days, Ron Howard, he also became a writer and a director, correct?
Quite famous for that.
And he has a brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know Todd knows his brother. You probably know him personally, don't you, Todd?
I do.
Okay, Todd, what is Richie Cunningham's brother's name?
Clint Howard,
right. So we're kind of comparing you, in a way, to Clint Howard. If Ron Howard's brother Clint Howard had a retarded brother named Todd Howard, and Todd Howard took a poop on the floor, and it had no, this isn't good. That's not going anywhere good. Not at all.
No,
it's not.
Well, you didn't insult you at all.
No,
Todd.
I'm kidding you, Todd.
Don't let him say things like this. Todd, it's not true.
I think he's crying.
Todd.
Todd, don't cry.
Great. Now we're going to get the silent treatment for the rest of the hour.
I just shit my bed!
Man.
You're going to get Rickrolled the entire show.
Oh, man. Let's go. So Brad Pitt, not gay. Billy Bean of the Athletics, not gay. And that's really all I'm going to say about that. So,
what else can you say?
I don't know.
That wraps it up.
I can't believe I talked about Clint Howard's retarded brother named Todd taking a poo. All right.
We saw. Well, what I sent you. I did send you a text though. Todd, do you have like a long lost brother that lives in Sioux City? Maybe.
No.
Because we saw somebody walking out of the Hy-Vee here as soon as we got into town that night, and I sent you. Did I send you a text that night or was it the next morning?
That night. Yep.
Yeah, I tried to get a picture of him, but I couldn't. But man, he looked just like you, Todd. Just like you.
That's freaky.
You know, I find the best way to handle situations like that, Matt, are to just stop the person and just say, hey, could I take your picture? You remind me of somebody. People like to have their picture taken.
Really?
Yeah.
No, people don't like to have their picture taken.
You don't think so?
No.
I disagree.
Maybe you're right.
Let's take a break. Take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about how... Talk about. Hang on. Starbucks. Too much Starbucks. Hang on. How perfect Magic Matt is.
Yes. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, we're going to compare you to the Ten Commandments. We're going to see if you have broken any Ten Commandments.
All right.
We'll take a break.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. And we will be right back.
The Brad Wesmar Show will be right back.
Are you tired of calling your friends and never knowing the proper lingo to let them know that you're having a good time?
Yo, dog. Let it be down on it, yo.
Hey, Bobby. Marcy and I are sitting on the couch eating some ice cream.
What?
Are you tired of being whiter than white?
Oh, that song's the jam right there.
Well, be cracker no more with the new Squint Blue Gum. That's right. Now when you call your friends, you'll seem hipper than hip and blacker than black.
What's up, man? I ain't heard from you in a long time. How you is?
Oh, hey, man. How you doing?
No more sounding ratchet on the down low with the hizzy for shizzle, you know?
Yeah, man. This thing's crunk, man. It's tight. See, it take everything I say and it translate it.
So the next time you're chilling at the crib with a bottle of bub with a few chicken heads and you want some love.
Chilling at the crib? Be chilling.
Be chilling at the crib?
Keep that on the down low, see?
Try the new Blue Gum headset from Squint. You heard?
What?
He appreciates your voicemails, even though he'll never hear them. The Brad Wesmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Wesmar Show. Two things to talk about that I forgot to mention, Matt, before we get into you and the Ten Commandments. First of all, you forgot to talk about the people in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You and I were alone in our seats for a few minutes. And we were joined by what's the best way to describe it? I mean, it's going to be hard to keep things clean after talking about the fake Todd Howard's excrements. But tell people what happened.
Well, I affectionately named those two women Shaniqua and Virginica.
Yes, and to give you, I mean, that right.
And I named it. Now let me tell you where I got the name.
Okay,
from.
Please.
It's from a Saturday Night Live skit.
Okay.
And when Kenan Thompson plays, he dresses in drag and plays a very made up, very loud black lady in this skit. And it's a recurring character, so he's done it a few times. And I instantly thought of his character when those two ladies sat down.
Yeah.
It's hot. And it was hot. We mentioned how hot it was on Sunday. But it's never that hot, Brad. They have to wear clothes like that.
The clothes were out of this world, and I swear, I'm very bad when it comes to black ladies' hair. I'm not sure when it's a wig and when it's not a wig. I'm not sure if the gal in front of me was wearing a wig or not. It looked real, and that was a lot of hair to be letting hang around your body in heat like that, number one. Number two, you want to talk about hair on her body? When she would lean forward... I don't know if you noticed this. You probably didn't, but when she would lean forward, I saw hair in her lower back region that I don't ever want to see again. It was sweaty, matty hair in her lower back.
Oh, nasty.
It was just not good. Not.
That's awful.
They were nice, though. They
were very excited to see Lorenzo Cain and Gerard Dyson. Yeah. I know that.
Yes, that's true.
And very graphic in what they wanted from those two gentlemen.
I will agree with that. I did not hear that, but I heard, yeah, that they were vulgar. Having said that, the one time I did hold a conversation with them, thinking they were saying something about my drink or about what I was drinking, and I asked them if I had accidentally spilled something on them. They said, no. And they were very pleasant at that point. But for the most part, they would have been fine if they didn't sit there.
Yeah, that was – it was – the clothes they were wearing – I don't know if they've fit into those clothes correctly in the last 15 to 20 years.
Play hot in the 80s. Were they hot in the 80s?
Oh, my goodness. No. Way too much. We expected a good view from where we sat, but not of that.
And the other thing we tried to decide was how in the world they had those tickets in the first place and why they had them, because they weren't there to watch the game. And
what inning did they even show up in?
It was like fourth? Third or fourth, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. And my second question that I wanted to ask you very briefly, because we're still not going to talk about burning yourself out on things and too much of a good thing and how you have to be very careful about burning yourself out on the things you love. But I do have an important question to ask you. How on God's green earth is it possible that you have not burned yourself out on Bon Jovi? Seriously, I burnt out like 10 years ago. How have you not burned out on them yet?
I don't know. I love them.
I just
they never get old. Oh. They've got so much. There's so many songs. So when I'm burnt out on one CD, I just move on to the next one.
But they all sound the same, dude. They all sound the same.
Now you're starting to sound like those haters.
I know.
You say things like that. That's not true.
I want to.
You know
apologize.
That's not true.
I did like Bon Jovi for the longest time, and I still have fond memories of those days. But that last album here this year was just. Oh.
Well, why don't you tell everybody the nice gift that I made for you? I made you two gifts a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you did make me a couple of gifts that were not very nice at all, actually. Ringtones. I think I've already deleted them, actually.
I made them especially for you. I'll resend them to you.
Don't
worry. You should call my phone right now, and I'll play it. I'll just let it play.
All right. You actually have it set
right
up.
Now.
You have it set up for me right now, don't you?
I've got your ringer set.
Okay, call your cell phone. All right, here we go. Here we go. Not funny. It's not funny, Todd.
I probably haven't. I had to make sure I had it off vibrate.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy about this.
Is it going to work?
Oh, there it is.
Not cool.
Every time you call, Brad.
It's not cool.
Every time.
You're
welcome. By the way, you're welcome. I don't even know if I got to thank you.
I don't know why. See, you're evil. No, you're evil, but you're evil in a different way, and that's why we need to explore this here, okay? I mean,
all right.
It's time to go to church. I know you're a church-going guy. You're a God-fearing man.
Try to be.
On Sundays, do you go to church with the family?
Most, not every Sunday, though.
Occasionally.
Okay, yeah. Often, I would say. I would say often.
Okay. Do you know The Royal Diadem?
Do I what?
Do you know this song?
No. Our church is a little more modern.
Oh.
We're not Catholic or Lutheran or anything like that.
So you guys play like Michael W. Smith and stuff?
Closer to that, I would say. Yeah.
Striper?
Yeah, maybe mixing a little Amy Grant.
All right. Look, commandment number one, okay? You shall have no other gods before me. Magic Matt, have you ever had any other gods than your God?
No. Well, does Bon Jovi count?
I don't know. You tell me. Does Bon Jovi count?
No, I don't worship Bon Jovi.
Are you sure?
Barely. I don't. Barely.
What about Todd? Todd, have you ever worshipped any other gods? Todd, are you an atheist?
I guess Lord Satan doesn't fit into this any way.
I don't know. You tell me. We better leave Todd out of this. He's not sure what planet he's on anymore. Yeah, he's like squeaky chair in there too. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Okay, commandment number two then, Matt. You shall not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, which is kind of weird if you think about it, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. Have you ever carved any other image and worshipped it, Matt?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Positive.
Not even in the bar of soap in the bathtub?
No. I never even whittled anything back in the Cub Scout days.
All right. Commandment number three. This is not looking good. Commandment number three. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Matt, have you ever, and remember, your mother's listening, Have you ever taken the Lord's name in vain? Ever?
Anybody that's watched sports with me knows that I'm guilty of that one.
I'm very, very proud of you to admit that you are.
I can admit that.
Very good.
I don't do it. I don't do it anymore, and it's very, very rare when I do. I'm very good about that now. But my younger days, bad about that.
Okay. Okay. Now you are aware, of course, that according to the Bible, we are all born without sin. Oh, I'm sorry. We are all born with sin. Therefore,
yes,
there is nobody who is sinless except for our Lord Jesus Christ. You're aware
That's
of this,
right.
correct? Okay. So
yes.
Can you explain that, how it's possible that when my daughter was born into this world, she already had sinned? I'm just wondering.
You talk to your wife and hear her tell enough stories about her,
yeah,
about your daughter, you know that she's probably broken a few commandments along the way, instantly.
That's probably true. Okay, very well. Number four, commandment number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Matt, do you ever do any kind of work on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm guilty of that one too.
You
have to. You work all week? Sorry.
It's true.
Sorry, world.
Sinner. I love it. In fact, we need to change this music to something else. This is good. I like this. You're more of a sinner than I thought you were.
No, that is the second time in 24 hours someone's compared me to, I think someone to snap like Walter White someday.
You could. Let's move on and see what they say here. Number five.
All right.
Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Matt, have you ever in any way, shape, or form dishonored your father or your mother?
I don't think so. Not that I can think of.
So dishonoring and having disagreements with are probably not the same thing.
You know, nobody gets along all the time, right?
Yeah. Probably true. I think the number five may be a gray area.
Yeah, that one could go either way, I guess.
Yeah, it could. I mean, it depends on the definition of dishonoring.
Yes.
Yes. Number six, Matt, you shall not murder. Matt, we better bring this music back in here just in case. Matt, have you ever murdered? Have you ever committed murder?
No, I have never murdered anyone.
No, that's not what it says. Have you ever murdered anything? It doesn't say, have you ever murdered? Don't murder people. It says, do not murder. Do not murder. Matt, have you ever committed murder?
Well, do bugs count?
I think they do.
Well, if bugs count, then yes.
I was thinking so. What about?
Other than that,
I'm not
a hunter. I don't fish. I've never killed a mouse. Actually, we had a mouse in our garage, and I caught it and threw it outside. Todd, you'd be proud.
All right, but wait a minute. What about the fish in your pond?
Well, I don't murder them. I mean, if they die, they die.
Okay. They are still alive.
One die last year. I have two left.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd act. Okay. All right. I'll make sure. So you've committed murder then?
Like,
ants.
Yes.
Ants.
You'd be a good lawyer.
I'm just saying. Okay. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. Matt, have you ever?
Come on. You need to ask. You didn't even ask this one.
Have you ever committed adultery?
Don't go gay.
No.
How about this guy here?
I'm a Christian person.
That guy.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
See, I'm confused about Todd. Todd, are you an atheist?
No.
Okay, so you are. Okay.
I'm a Christian person.
Is that right?
I don't like to call myself a Christian.
But that's what you said right here.
I'm a Christian person.
That's when I was naive and believed in him.
Oh, no.
I think that answers your first question.
No, it doesn't. It was the belief in Christians, people who follow Christ and try to behave in the same manner. However, I learned quickly that the people who follow Christ don't want to behave in the same manner.
That's not necessarily true. Look at Matt. Matt has a good
Matt's
time.
Matt's a very sweet guy.
Matt's a very nice guy, but he's actually broken some commandments. He's broken some commandments, but he's not lying about it. He's telling the truth.
Being honest.
Not all Christians are that way, Todd. You could be one of the special ones. You could be. You could be a special Christian, Todd.
Okay.
Commandment number 8, Matt, you shall not steal. Matt, have you ever stolen anything?
I don't think so.
I think that you have. Let's be a little more specific.
Wait. Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting for you. Only you. No.
Well, those CDs were free when we worked at the radio station, right? They were giveaways. We could take them.
Did you ever take any without anybody knowing?
No.
Okay.
Because I couldn't even get in there without your help or whoever. You're an accomplice in this thing.
I don't know about that. So you've never been to a grocery store when you were a kid and you walked by the aisle that had the bulk peanuts and you grabbed one peanut and broke open the shell and ate the peanut?
Nope. And then when you want a root beer candy or something, you put 5 cents in that little thing just like everybody else.
I've done that before. But
that's what rules are for. Okay. That's why they make rules, Brad.
You've never stolen anything before, ever?
No.
Okay. Very well. Number 9. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. I think that means you shouldn't lie. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that one. I'm pretty good to my neighbors, though. I'm neighborly.
Have you ever lied to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all have. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You have to sometimes.
Except for Todd. Todd's never lied before. And finally, commandment number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant. This is just not right.
Gay.
Nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. You shall not covet anything that is your neighbor. Now, understand, neighbor is used loosely, Matt. You know how the Bible is. Back then, everybody was a neighbor. So, can you please tell me, have you ever coveted anything that somebody else has? Have you ever been jealous?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been
all
jealous?
All the time.
Okay.
I go into a lot of nice houses as part of my job. And there's many times I'll be like, man, I wish this was my house.
Very well. Very well. Right? So, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. But in fact, every time I'm in anybody else's house that's not mine, I generally wish that it was my house because my house sucks balls so bad. Magic Matt, it's good to know you're actually a human being. I'm very happy to find out that you actually have committed sins. I mean, you're human, and I like that.
Am I still perfect, though? Or as perfect as a human can be?
You're probably as perfect as a human could. I would think we could probably work a little bit on a few things. I think we could probably work on maybe not working so hard on Sundays. Okay?
Okay.
I think that we could probably also work a little bit harder on the Bon Jovi thing. Maybe pull you a little bit away from the Bon Jovi thing. Okay? Because the gods thing. You're coming very dangerously close to worshiping him as another god. Okay?
All right. You're right. We all have things to work on.
And you also might want to cut back on the murders just a little bit.
I'll try to.
Because
I hate those mosquitoes.
I know.
Those wasps. those yellow jackets make a nest up by Ava's playhouse.
Yeah.
I can't have that. I got to bomb them out of there.
Well, sometimes the meth business is a hard business to be in. I understand.
What are you going
to
do?
Breaking Bad, back in a month, man.
I'm so excited.
Oh. Can't believe it. We've already discussed that I'm going to actually watch it as close to live as I can because I don't want to miss. I don't want
to
get any sneak peeks that I don't want or anything like that. So, folks, seriously, get caught up on Breaking Bad. If you listen to this show, just forget it. When the new season starts in a month, we're going to talk about it. We're just going to talk about it. I'm sorry. So get caught up if you're not already caught up. Start watching those episodes, please.
We have to talk about it live. It's just going
to
happen.
Absolutely have to. Hey, I've got a few things here to close the show that I thought were interesting. I'm going to be honest. Again, I just told a lie.
Oh, good for you, Brad.
I've not really read very many of these, so we're going to see if they're any good or not. So here we go. 50 incredibly weird facts about the human body. Todd, right. Matt, did you guys know that the brain doesn't feel pain?
Really?
Yeah. Even though the brain processes pain signals, the brain itself does not actually feel pain. Okay?
Interesting.
Yeah. Todd Sheets, how much, what percentage of the brain is water? Can you tell us that, please, Todd? What percentage of the brain is water?
48%.
Matt, what do you think?
62.
80%. Matt wins that one. 80% wow. of the brain is yes. water, yes. Instead of being relatively solid, your brain is 80% water. This means it's important that you remain properly hydrated for the sake of your mind. Okay? Your brain comes out to play at night. You think that your brain is more active during the day when the rest of your body is, but it's not. Your brain is more active when you sleep. Hence, all those wacky, weird, naked dreams that you have all the time. So, Matt, tell us about your dreams, Matt. Had any dreams lately? Anything?
No. Well, let's see. I did have one.
You did?
What was that? Yeah, it wasn't a naked dream, though. Yeah. I can't remember what it was now.
I had a
great story, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. That's why you're the co-host. Yes.
Well, you asked if I had a dream, but I did. Obviously so memorable, I forgot.
At least Martin Luther King remembered his dream. Man. All right. Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. That's what's funny about dreams. They are hard to remember. The longer removed you are from them, the harder they are to remember. That's why, you know, if you want to keep track of them, you write them down. Because I was doing that for a while a few months ago, writing down all my dreams, and they were just not making any sense, and it got kind of old, and it was hard to remember. And I started looking them up, and it's funny, if you look dreams up, you know, there's always an explanation for everything, but there's like 14 different explanations for what this might be. If you're naked, you may be scared of something, or you may be happy about something, or you may be, and it's like, really? I mean, so apparently you're supposed to just interpret them yourselves as to what it means to you, Matt, the sinner, you know? So, let's see here. Ah, speaking of which, a higher IQ, this is a good sign for me, the dreamer. A higher IQ equals more dreams. The smarter you are, the more you dream. Oh, my poor wife. A high IQ can also fight mental illness. Some people even believe they are smarter in their dreams than when they are awake. There's no doubt that I think that I'm smarter in my dreams. I don't do many stupid things in my dreams. I don't.
You're like an action hero? Like oh, yeah. a smart oh,
yeah.
action hero?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I feel bad for my wife who says she doesn't remember her dreams and doesn't really think she dreams that much because that means she must not be very smart.
Uh-oh. She's not good.
Not going to like hearing that at all.
You're surely going to tell her.
Well, she's going to hear this. And it's written on the paper, honey. It's not me. It just says right here. I don't know. Number 8, your brain can store everything. Technically, your brain has the capacity to store everything you experience, see, read, or hear. However, the real issue is recall, whether you can access that information. That's why there's hypnotizing and things like that to pull stuff out. Okay? And information in your brain travels at different speeds. The neurons in your brain are built differently, and information travels along them at different speeds. This is why sometimes you can recall information instantly, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Oh, did you know that?
Interesting.
We're going to read about reproduction before we end the show here.
Oh, good.
This stuff is very hard to read in the dark. Can we turn the light on for just a second, please? Please, thank you. I'm going to wake him up. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Doug.
You can't afford to pay that bill.
Reproduction. Your teeth are growing before birth. Even though it takes months after you are born to see teeth, they start growing about 6 months before you are born. Also, babies are stronger than oxen. On a pound-for-pound basis, that is. For their size, babies are quite powerful and strong. Babies always have blue eyes when they are born. Melanin and exposure to ultraviolet light are needed to bring out the true color of babies' eyes. Until then, they all have blue eyes.
I knew that. I did know that one.
Okay, there you go. Women might be intrinsically bi.
Hello.
Hello. My goodness.
Don't go gay.
Women might be intrinsically bi. There are sex studies that indicate that women might bisexual intrinsically, no matter what. I think they forgot the word be. Might be bisexual intrinsically, no matter how they class themselves, while men are usually either gay or straight.
Gay.
Interesting.
That is interesting. What magazine is this? You're like reading Awesome Magazine or something?
This is Men's Health. No, it's I don't know. It's from some website, bsnprogram.com. And it's was written like 3 years ago. So
wow.
Yeah, yeah. Most men have regular erections while asleep. Every hour to hour and a half, sleeping men have boners, though they may not be aware of it. Yep, that's what it says. Come on, you knew
that.
If
it's on the internet, it has to be
true. It has to be true. Sex can be a pain reliever. Even though the headache excuse is often used to avoid sex, the truth is that intercourse can provide pain relief. Sex can also help you reduce stress.
Again, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Want to talk about your wife's migraines?
When I get home.
There you go. And finally, chocolate is better than sex. In some studies, women claim they would rather have chocolate than sex. But does it really cause the big O? Probably not on its own. And there you have it, friends. Reproductive and brain thingamabobbers. 50 incredibly weird facts about the human body, but that was only about 9 and maybe 20 of them there. So,
wow. Like 20... Oh, wow, that's interesting. Very interesting stuff.
That's what I'm here for. Interesting stuff. That's what we do.
Where you find this stuff, I do not know.
I'm not sure either. It just kind of comes to me in the middle of the night while I'm dreaming because I have such a high IQ.
You're so smart, you can't turn it off.
So damn smart. So damn smart. Hey, guess what?
What?
Next week, we're doing another show.
Two in a row. Yes.
Two in a row. And next week will be right before you come back to town.
Yes.
And then the next time we do a show, it'll be right after you've been in town.
Which means more stories.
More stories, we hope. We're going to find things to do. I haven't quite figured it out yet. We've had all these options. We could have you over to the house. But Friday might not be good because it's going to be later in the day. So maybe Saturday. But then there's also the pool at your hotel. And then there's who knows. So we'll figure things out. It doesn't really matter. The nice thing is you're staying close to the house. So.
Yes. Yeah, we like it up there.
Good.
I'm a fan of that area, good. Just in general.
Good. And just so people understand, Matt actually stayed at the same hotel that I told you guys about over Thanksgiving when we were kicked out of our house for 10 days because of the water pipe situation. We stayed at that lovely hotel and suite, the Chase Hotel and Suites, right up the block here from the station. And you enjoyed it just as well and got a great deal, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome. A lot of hotel for the money.
I think so, too. So if you want information on the great hotel, just use check us out right here because it's not going to be that Motel 6, which we got right there. No, just kidding. No. All right. So, hey, Matt, do you have three things for us?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yes.
Number one, all of the times that the game of baseball has shunned Brad are starting to right themselves.
They are.
One Miguel Tejada toss at a time, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Here's a Brad Westmark quote of the week.
Yes.
And I quote,
uh-oh.
Magic Matt is as perfect as a human being can be.
Painful. I thought you were going to say something about me saying I like butt sex.
Well, we're going to, if I had any control over the drops, we'd make that a drop.
Okay. Right there. Go ahead. And number three,
Brad's quote of the week, number two.
Uh-oh.
My wife is not very smart.
That wasn't a very bright idea myself. Once probably. Again, yeah, I did.
I just shit my bed.
It was terrible. Oh, not smart at all. Magic Matt, always a pleasure to have you here. I think Todd Sheets actually wants us to run over the top of the music. Is that true? You're really jonesing for that, aren't you, Todd?
That's up to you, my man.
Because I'm ready to close the show.
Anytime you're ready.
We have to close the show. Magic Matt, thanks for being along with us.
Hey, thank you. Fun as always.
Absolutely. Todd Sheets, our executive producer and Batman in the Batcave. Maybe next week he can get the vacuum out and clean off the pool table. Or the poker table. Pardon me. I'm Brad Westmore, thanking you for joining us, and we will talk to you next week. Good night.
That was a chair squeaking. Did you hear this chair squeaking?
Thank you for the chair squeaking, you squeaker.
Squeaker.